The email I sent invites you to join in a service online tomorrow night by the Uniting Church in Australia. It'll be an Australia-wide service, a service of prayer for the system of the situation in the Middle East. So that was also, the link was in there as well as the prayers. The first part of our prayer is going to be the one from the President of the Uniting Church, and then I'll continue. Let us pray together a prayer for peace in a time of war. God of compassion and mercy, creator of every nation and every people, we come before you grieving the suffering unfolding in our world. God, revealed to us in Jesus Christ the peace that we need. We bring before you the lands where our faith was born, now shaken by escalating violence and deep uncertainty. We pray for the people of Iran and for the people of Israel and for all across the region living tonight with fear. We pray for children woken by sirens, for families seeking safety, for those carrying grief, anger, and anxiety. Prince of Peace, interrupt the cycle of violence. Protect civilian life on every side. Grant leaders wisdom and restraint. Turn hearts from further destruction toward dialogue and de-escalation. Spirit of the living God, comfort those in Australia whose loved ones are in harm's way. Strengthen Jewish, Muslim, Iranian, Arab, and Christian communities who may feel vulnerable or unsettled. Guard us from every form of hatred that rises in times of conflict. Make your church a place of safety, compassion, and steady hope. May fear give way to understanding. May violence give way to courage for peace. May Jesus and mercy meet in the name of the Christ who is our peace. Amen. We continue with our own prayers. As headlines switch from one side of the world to another following the latest outbursts of violence and aggression, help us to remember those for whom the attention on a new war front seems to make their troubles forgotten. We particularly think of those in the Ukraine who worry that the focus on other areas will only make their own aggressors bolder. We ask you also to help us model a better way whenever we can inside our own country and our own community. Help us, like the people of Minnesota, to be brave and watchful and speak out against injustice and any wrong use of economic and social power when we see it, even if it seems small, because it can be insidious and we need to speak up early, not late. On this International Day of Women, we thank you for some forward steps in the processes for women suffering domestic violence, but the figures still shock us. Bless those men who stand up for respect to women and call out even the snide remarks when they hear them. We acknowledge today the amazing and growing body of women contributing in science, the arts, service to the community, the care sector, and homes all over Australia. Bless those who become role models for younger girls and encourage them to spread their wings. Thank you, Lord, for the people who are doing so much towards bringing an afternoon of joy and laughter to those coming to our concert. May everyone who comes go away lifted by the abundant life that you bring to us all. We are so grateful for the blessings of the arts and entertainment world and the technology that connects us now to so much that is beautiful and good. Forgive us when we concentrate on negatives and help us look for goodness and beauty in the week ahead. And open up your extraordinary world for those we know who are struggling with heart issues. Let us take heart by joining together in the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.